fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 29th of December. The prepper tip of the day is to get in your inventory, either electronic earmuffs or, even better, electronic earbuds. Maybe you can't afford $8,000 thermal imaging. Maybe you can't afford $5,000 or $6,000 night vision. But most likely, you can probably afford, for less than $200, high-quality electronic earbuds. Or, if you're on a really tight budget, less than $50 for electronic earmuffs. Having the hearing of a dog during a crisis, if you're in a dark house or in a dark backyard and you need to know what the criminals are saying, where they're moving, how they're moving, well, this will give you that tactical advantage. So please do that for yourself. All right, we have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 13 books. His website's linked to my website at thelibertyman.com. And he's a weekly talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are we doing?
Well, sir. Fantastic. I got a note from one of my private correspondents, Dr. James. He works for a clinic in Metro Kansas City. And they've been slammed, absolutely slammed, with people wanting the Omicron test because they're fearful of the Omicron. And as I've been saying for nearly 2 years, this whole non-pandemic is driven by two things, fear and ignorance, isn't it, sir?
Right, exactly. Do you think that this variation came out, and only one variation, and it comes out of Africa? I mean, this is really like a bad 1933 comic book story.
Well, here's what they're doing, Jim. There isn't, first of all, they take the regular COVID test, and this is in layman's terms, they eliminate part of the COVID test to test positive for COVID, which results in a much higher percentage you're going to test positive for something. And that's what the Omicron test is. There is no specialized test for Omicron. They just slightly changed the regular COVID test, which is already defective, by the way, to have it test higher and have people test positive for Omicron. There's the whole thing's a flim-flam. It really is. And as I said a moment ago, this is being driven by fear and ignorance.
Well, and even extended ignorance, because you would think that at a certain point people would wake up and gape and go, wow, you know, this, all of a sudden there's the Delta, then there's the Omicron, and then, you know, and, you know, it doesn't make any sense. And all of a sudden they have a test for it. And if you take more shots for COVID, regular COVID, then it'll help you with this. It, you know, it, I mean, well, wouldn't Jim, you wait for a new vaccine?
We're dealing with the American public here.
They have to be the dumbest people. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. The whole world is stupid. Let's face it. The stupidity reigns in the world today. And you add a little fear and ignorance, yeah. And you got yourself a worldwide pandemic.
Well, what do we have? 350 million Americans? Is that more or less accurate?
Yeah, it's add close. A million every couple of months, yeah.
Close. Yeah, well, let's say about one-third of them are children, which would leave well over 200 million adults, almost all of whom, on a daily basis, use toothpaste that says right on the package, if you swallow the toothpaste, call poison control. And so why would you voluntarily put something in your mouth that requires you to call poison control if you swallow it? Why would you do that?
Right. You know the story about people that work at municipal waterworks is that the people that bring in the sodium fluoride to put in the water come in hazmat suits.
I've watched them. Jim, I've watched this in person in my home where I live for most of my adult life, Kirkwood, Missouri. I watched, they look like they're about to walk into a meltdown nuclear
like Chernobyl.
Reactor.
Chernobyl. Yeah, oh, they look like Chernobyl. Guys that are going to Chernobyl.
The real deal. I mean, we're not talking about a respirator. We're talking head-to-toe coverage as if you're about to walk into a Chernobyl meltdown nuclear plant. That's
right.
How dangerous this stuff is, the sodium fluoride.
There was a small spill in a parking lot as they were bringing it into one of the municipal plants. And before the hazmat team could get there to do the cleanup, it had burned a hole through the cement.
Oh, yes. Well, one of the industrial uses of sodium fluoride is etching glass. You have to have something very caustic in order to, and they use it to, you know, to make designs on glass or write a message on glass, make a pretty design of a flower. In fact, I'm looking at the door right here that has etched glass. That's how powerful it is, that it will etch glass.
Wow. Yeah, this... But back to the Omicron variation, someone pointed out that the Rockefeller, the Rothschild Islands, and I think they're down in Antarctica, there's a series of little islands, and they're named the Delta and the Omicron, and they're named with Greek letters, but it's the same letters as the variations, and the question was, why did they pick those particular names to name these variations? And it's after the banking, the world banking front of the world of the Vatican Bank. They are private islands down in Antarctica.
Uh-huh.
It's weird stuff. But anyway, I was going to talk this morning. I got an email from a listener. And apparently I mentioned attention span in some of my lectures recently or on my radio show. And the issue is that I spent a lot of my life extending my attention span. When you work on, say, physics problems and, you know, especially university level or beyond, or some of the things I do, like with prime numbers, which take years, your attention span has to go out in months and possibly even years. on a single item. And if you're doing other things like spiritual, in, you know, in the enhancement of your spiritual awareness and things like that, it takes very, very long periods of time and concentration. And with kids today on their cell phone and having less than a 15-second attention span, that's why I have something we should enact as law. If somebody spends more than 10 hours a week on social media, they can no longer vote.
Well, I would just like to see people have to be able to read and write and speak the English language. That would be pretty basic.
The situation is beyond dire. I call the current generation, you have the various names for generations. The current generation I would call the L generation for lost. Simply, you know, just as a generation, there might be individuals who can pull through, but as a generation, simply lost.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there's lots of issues to discuss, Jim. What's on your radar that needs to be talked about today, sir?
Well, I'll just give a little update. On my show for many weeks now, I've been talking about this comet Leonard, and this was the one that came very near Venus. And so still not a single photo of any kind, professional, amateur, on the internet. And I was able to scrounge up, this was a very interesting observation sent in by a listener. They took the solar observatories, which are satellites, which are in way out beyond Earth's orbit, observing the sun and sending signaling back. They actually diverted them to watch this comet as it went by Venus. Now, if it were a dirty snowball, you would not be diverting direction of a camera on a solar observatory to look at it. They now and then you see comets coming into the region around the sun, but they specifically diverted these cameras to watch this comet come close to Venus. Now, that would tell you that there was a high level of concern that something was going on there. And very definitely, when this thing hit Venus, bam, it exploded into a different comet, just went by factors of 100 or 1,000 in size and in activity. So something really did happen there. And so there's a very concerted effort to keep that information quiet. And I want to mention also, I wrote to Gregory Leonard, his salary and his wonderful equipment that he used to discover this comet is paid for by you, the taxpayer. It's not his equipment. But he's not releasing any data, and you better believe he was out there with his wonderful equipment at the University of Arizona, paid for by you and me, and taking a lot of photographs when this thing crossed the path of Venus on December 17th. Not a single photo, and I've written to him twice insisting that he's publicly, if he will release the photos that he took, and then release them or say, no, I'm not going to. But then he doesn't respond at all. And this is the arrogance. This is the belief that only they have right and access to information that comes from publicly funded instruments.
All right. Will you be expanding on this when you do your show tomorrow night?
Yes, I'll be talking about this again. And I encourage everybody to go onto the internet, go to the University of Arizona, or just do a Google search for Gregory Leonard. And you'll find his big, bright, smiling face on there and his chair that he sits in. And write to him and tell him that he's a disgusting person, that he's being publicly funded, the equipment he uses is publicly funded, and he's treating it as if it's his own personal equipment and information, and to release it if he has any self-dignity at all. And obviously he's being told what to do. So he values his job, his future, his pension over the right thing to do.
It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, his email is, when you Google his name, you'll see him sitting in his nice chair that you paid for, relaxing in front of his computer system that you paid for, that hooks up to his telescope system that you paid for, but he keeps the data.
Well, it's obviously not a matter of national security, because Russia and China know about these matters just as much, don't they, sir?
Oh, absolutely. But the amazing thing is, any minor comet, even if it's not visible to the naked eye, would have thousands and thousands of photos from amateurs, and a lot of times professional photographs from professional facilities also, possibly the Hubble Space Telescope, but nothing. The entire internet has been completely scrubbed of any photos of that interaction.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
What kind this is, John, one of the rarest events in astronomical history. It has been 4,000 years since a similar event has happened, when a comet came close to Mars and was reported by the ancients from all civilizations. But of course, they didn't know what comets were or what was going on, but they did report it. So it's been 4,000 years since a major comet has come close to one of, in this case, Venus. And so for this event to go just like unnoticed, you know, as I, this an expression, the silence is deafening. I think that's the only way you can put this.
It is. It is. Well, is there a workaround that can be done, sir?
No, not really. Not really. It's just absolutely amazing. I made some observations myself, but they're not scientific. And so I don't release something but I can tell you that comet had a major interaction with the planet Venus electrically and in others. It came much closer. It came 100 times closer than what their prediction was. They predicted it would come 2.6 million miles. It was 31,000 miles. So a factor of 100 closer to Venus. So this was like a geosynchronous orbit in Earth. That's how far away it was from the planet Venus when it went by. Absolutely amazing astronomical event. If an asteroid, even a small one, were to come by Earth, it would be front page news at that distance. I mean, it would be all over the front pages of all of the news media in the world. But a major comet coming close to Venus, which you can see with the naked eye, and a lot, I did have reports of people who saw it with the naked eye also. Most of the world was with cloud cover. I had many astronomers in different parts of the world looking at this, and they had storm conditions, cloud cover, which some of them live in the driest areas of the world, where you might get 2 days of light rain per year, and it was cloudy for a period of 5 days with heavy rain. So what are the chances of this all over the world? Clearly, a lot went into suppressing this information.
What level of control does it take to be able to do that worldwide, sir?
Well, it's already there. It's already there. The news media, the ability to manipulate weather on a worldwide scale, the ability to scrub the internet of any information you don't want to be there. All of this is in place, and this is just a good example of the level of control.
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution. There's a sale going on from it lasts until the end of the business day, New Year's Eve. That would be Friday the 31st. So check that out at my website at thelibertyman.com, Water of Volition. Jim, before we get to our first caller, you have a weekly radio show. Please let people know how they can listen live to your archives.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, Tower Number 2, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroad airs in its 21st year, might be 22nd. I'll have to verify that. But all of the archives are on my webpage, which is linked from your page, and it re-airs a number of other times during the weekend, I think a total of 7 times. All the different ways to listen are posted on my webpage, and including the archives, going back for about 20 years.
All right. Our first caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
I'm sorry, John. I'm not able to talk right now.
Okay. We got a lot of road noise. We'll call back when you're in a quiet place. And thank you for the call, John.
Thank you.
The call number is 512-248-8252. A lot of prognostications about what's going to happen in 2022, which starts at midnight Friday. Very few of them good, are there, Jim?
Well, I Mine wouldn't be either. And I would have to say this, if you're depending on this, on a system that depends on government or anything else, then I would say, yeah, you're probably in bad straits. But if you're in a system where you're taking care of yourself, you've isolated yourself from all of this as much as possible, then your next year and future years could be very bright. So that's the ticket. I mean, you. I think I have mentioned this before. A friend of mine was at his grandpa's place back in the after the Depression, and it was a ranch down in Texas. And he asked his grandpa, he said, "Grandpa, what was the Depression like?" And the grandpa said, "Well, I heard there was one."
Right.
And so, you know, like the Amish, they don't have TV. They don't listen to the news, the scare porn news every night. They're living their lives, and they're very progressive. They're going to be the largest group of I'm not sure else to say it, in the United States. They're expanding their population. They take their money, they reinvest in land, which they then use to become more productive, and then populate that land with their own people. I mean, these people got it down and have right. for a long time. And while everybody else was driving their SUVs up and down the road, they were driving their buggies with horses, and they're the most progressive, best established group on the planet.
Well, there's many Amish families. They have ongoing businesses, building furniture, building homes, building barns, doing metal roofs, other agricultural pursuits. They have bank accounts, and many of them pay no income tax. Did you know that, Jim?
Well, I know. I've been at some of their farms. And one time I was in Iowa going through one of their regions, and there was two young girls there with their buggy, and they were set up selling strawberries. And I told them, I said, I'd like to go back and talk to the teachers at your school, because I wanted to give them my books, etc. And I went there, and the kids were in school. They had a classroom going on at the time. And she said, "Oh, we will only take print books. No CDs, no DVDs, nothing electronic." So I sent it to them. And but anyway, you know, they understand the dangers in the devil, Satan control world out here, and how to protect their people from it. Not only the youth, but the youth grow up. And I've always said this too: if you have young people, if you treat them like adults from the time they're babies, they will be adults. If you treat them like little children, and try, and especially if you try and protect them, when they turn loose at some point from your watchful eye, they're going to go wild. And so protecting kids is not a good idea.
No.
But
no,
anyway.
I'll do a quick follow-up.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, he had a large 1 square mile ranch with maybe 30 horses, and he raised a lot of hay. And this is 25 years ago. He had a crew to harvest the hay, and it was himself and three men who were over age 50 and two teenage boys who were 18, 19 years old. It was a hot, humid day. The mothers of the teenage boys came to recover and take the teenage boys home about noon because they thought it would be too tough on the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if my mother did that, I would change my name and leave the state. We have a caller on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where for many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I do private consultations. This is the time of year when people seem to need more help in that area. I like to help people get the clarity, get the focus, and the information they need to make major decisions. Details at my website. There's a lot at my website. We do have some real estate in my county for sale, some very nice parcels. And I will be getting energy cleaners this week, probably next day or so, and getting these back orders caught up. It's been a challenge. Tom Berryhill, my friend, the manufacturer, his challenge is the same as Ford Motor Company, getting the computer chips. But he's getting them. They're being manufactured. I'll be shipping them the next week or so. The day I ship them, I will be giving out the first name and the hometown of the people receiving them. And it's a challenge, but we're meeting the challenge and helping ever more people get their life back from the arthritis pain and getting a great night's sleep that they may not have had for decades. Details at my website. You can place your order using PayPal, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And, Jim, our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Jim, I don't think this crap with the COVID propaganda is going to let up. Especially, I think they're going to, well, you know, you talked about how they're supposed to be, well, there's an inferior conjunction with Venus on the 8th, and how in the past the Chinese had made observations on an illness resulting from, seemed to be related to that. Have you...
Right.
You know, it, and there, you know, there could really be bad flu from what I understand. I think it's actually because of the minerals that are in the comet tail that fall to Earth or might be somewhat polluting.
As the comet tail cools, the amino acids, the nucleotides, the amino acids, and those things build up, and you can actually get viruses, very primitive viruses that form. And what happens is they first are taken on by pigs. That's where the term swine flu comes from, or Chinese flu, because they have a lot of pigs. And then it's developed in the pigs, and then it transfers to chickens and birds, and that's where the bird flu term comes from. And then that's the one that's easiest to transmit to humans. And so that's the chain, and it happens very quickly. And so that's what happens with the inferior conjunction of Venus, because you're getting those particulate coming into the atmosphere all over the world. And I know from being in tropical places, if it rains, places where it rains a lot, they have, like, after a rain, everybody will be sick, because this stuff is literally being cleaned out of the air up above and brought down to the surface of the earth, and then it evaporates, and people breathe it in and get sick. So anyway, that's the sequence of events, and it's January 9th is the next inferior conjunction of Venus.
Both the pigs and the birds are down in the dirt a lot. The pigs, you know, you can't raise pigs affordably unless you give them plenty of room to root around in the ground. And birds, too, you know, they're eating off the stuff off the ground. And you know, any grazing animal, really. I could see that affecting any grazing animal. But anyway, I just...
So that what you're saying is that could be attributed to COVID. If you see a spike in flu cases after January 9th, inferior conjunction of Venus, that could be used to imply a spike in COVID cases, which is what they've been doing, is counting flu. The 2021 had no flu season at all because they were counting everything as COVID.
Yeah, maybe we ought to have a pool on what they're going to name it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. You're
right. We have a mail-in contest. The winner...
Maybe
sure.
It's one of those islands down there.
Give away a private tropical island in the Caribbean to the person that gets the best.
No, we need to know what the rest of the names of those islands down in the Antarctica.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's probably going to be one of those. Okay.
Right.
Thanks.
Thank
bye.
You. Good comment.
Absolutely. Sherry, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Let's try this again. Sherry's call was really interesting. It kind of ties to my questions. We've got a couple. First of all, you know, Professor, I don't think they teach about the Van Allen belt anymore in schools. If I remember right, and I'm in my mid-60s, it was gamma radiation, correct?
No, it's the Van Allen belts are electrons and protons that are in orbit around Earth at relativistic speeds trapped in our magnetic field. That's what the
okay,
Van
well,
Allen
I stand
there's,
corrected.
There's two belts.
But we do.
There's two belts. There's the electron belt and there's the proton belt, and they're not like very confined. They're very wide and broad, and they can take on different shapes. And they move in and out and from the distance from the Earth. So anyway, they're part of the plasma magnetic field in space around Earth.
Okay, so but there is gamma radiation there, right? Somewhere around the Earth, gamma radiation.
No. If these particles hit something like a spacecraft, and this is the whole issue with the Van Allen belts and trying to get through them in a spacecraft, because when those relativistic particles hit a spacecraft, metal, especially metal, which you're going to have in a spacecraft, then X-rays are generated. And that's the problem. And this has been known about since the 1960s. The Russians tried to send people through the Van Allen belts on an experimental trip to go and orbit the moon and come back, and they all came back very dead. And it was severe radiation poisoning, like if you were next to Chernobyl. They were extreme radiation burns, and they were dead. And so they went, oops.
Well, that ties to my questions. Is if something is coming off the tail of a comet, and it had to pass through the Van Allen belts, would it not destroy any biological or anything that would be harmful to man when it passed through the belt? Would it not kill it with X-rays?
No, not if it was embedded. Viruses are very small, so the cross section, if it's in a field of ultraviolet light in a vacuum, then it's going to get zapped. But if it's hiding down under just a small layer of rock or something, then a lot of that will be absorbed or re-emitted in some other wavelength, and it could be protected. You have to understand the viruses that perform in outer space are pretty small.
I'm trying to understand. That's why I'm calling and asking questions.
Yeah,
the other question I had is, when Nixon made his famous phone call, that was on a landline going over some kind of radio, I suppose. Would that not have distorted communications? Did they have the technology available then to make a phone call to the moon with the radio when we can't keep a cell phone call?
Yeah, that was not an issue. That would not be an issue to set up the White House phone to a radio link to an outer space vehicle would not be an issue. No.
And what type of radio wave would they use to be able to transmit 280,000 miles without having some kind of super linear amplifier on it?
Well, they do that all the time with unmanned spacecraft. There's all types of radio techniques to do that. Although, yeah, those are not issues. Those are not.
And that's what I'm asking. What would they use? What does the technology be called?
The radio waves, radio signals. And there's all kinds of different frequencies that are used depending on the level of data, the amount of data, the distance that the craft is away from the Earth. That's not an issue.
If it had to pass through the troposphere to get there, how would something like magnesium or even gold or aluminum or some kind of metal make it through the troposphere without melting, given the temperatures?
Well, the things might melt, but they're not going to change atomic form. Gold is not going to turn into lead or vice versa.
Well, I understand that, but if they went to so-called outer space through the troposphere, what in the world kind of cooling system do they have on a spacecraft that's not going to turn the astronauts into bacon, overcooked bacon?
Well, Yeah, well, those heating and cooling spacecraft, yeah, that's a
I'm asking something you what that, the technology is. What is the technology that's able to go, the extreme, 3,400 plus Celsius going through the troposphere or more? How do they do that?
The troposphere is where we live down here in planet Earth. Are you talking about the Van Allen belts?
No, I'm talking about the troposphere. We don't live in a troposphere.
Well, that's where I live. I'm not sure where you live. You might be on a mountain.
I think if you look, we're not in the troposphere. Not according to college, not according to science. We're not in the troposphere. We're in the atmosphere. Then you have the stratosphere. Then you have the troposphere.
I'm reading from the definition of troposphere. It's the lowest layer of Earth's atmosphere. That's where we live. That's where you're living right now.
The lowest pressure area, and that's above. I don't live in the troposphere, brother.
Well, we're gonna have to wrap this up here, John.
Yeah,
okay, for anyone that's listening, John, look it up. We don't live in the troposphere.
I'm looking it up right now.
John, with all due respect, John, you're attempting to argue with a man who taught astrophysics at Cornell University. You lose. So we have to conclude this now and move on.
We need to deal with this.
I know. Let's just go on to the next caller. We have Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Professor McKenney. When I called, I had two comments to make, but now they have grown to three. So the oldest one first. At this time, Mr. Moore used to tell us or warn us that this time, that is Christmas through New Year, is a dangerous time to travel because, police, fire, and hospitals are typically staffed by most junior personnel.
That's right.
That is, senior personnel take time off, and only the junior persons are there to man those services. So I don't know whether he has repeated this year or not, but I've heard him saying that. The second was about Professor McKenney saying about Amish avoiding electronics. So I'm reminded of taking education law as an elective in law school. So there was a case about homeschooling, and some state had sued Amish people about not meeting with their state's requirement for teaching certain subjects or submitting certain student progress reports. So, but I think the court exempted them from meeting those things because they considered that teaching carpentry, farming, and maybe even cattle farming was just what the Amish did, and that was their schooling, and the state did not have any case to really bother them about meeting those formalities of making good progress in homeschooling. And the third was about...
Let me just interrupt you for a second.
Jim respond here, Amit. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting case with the Amish in education, because they are very aware also that accreditation is the way they get you. If you want to be a homeschooler or something like that, the state has required information, books, etc., where they teach atheist, communist objectives, and it's required, and you have to pass those tests to get accreditation. And the students, if they're not learning that, and then they do not have an accredited degree. So that's what that was all about. And the state was trying to defend the basically New World Order agenda of teaching atheist propaganda and forcing it on kids. And interestingly enough, the Amish, you know, knew enough to put their shields up and not comply with the accreditation baloney. Anyway, okay, great. Go on.
Yeah, I don't recall the state, but that was the outcome that they're teaching of carpentry, farming, and so on. was enough to be school. And my third comment was Professor McKinney saying about tropical rain causing swine flu, then bird flu. So I was born and raised in India, and that matches with what we are told as children, that is not to get drenched in the first few rains of the season. Because we were children, we did not question that. So we were told just that brings disease and boils, so on and so forth. So you don't get drenched in the first few rains of the season. That's all.
Very good.
All right.
Very
good. Thank you for the call. We got one more call. We'll be right back.
There, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, let's take this last call and then do your wrap-up for the year, sir. Eric in New York. We have limited time, sir.
Gotcha. Okay, so I was reading an article on CNET regarding, I think it's titled, Sea Comet Leonard and Its Rare Disconnecting Tail. And it says a piece of the tail has been pinched off and is being carried away by the solar wind. Even solar wind streams hitting comets can cause magnetic reconnection in the comet's ionized tails, sometimes ripping them off entirely. They saw this happen with Comet Encke in 2007. Says it is also possible that the extra internal tail is an outburst of debris coming from the comet's core, indicating that the whole thing may be fragmenting. Your comments?
Yeah, it's all baloney. There is a disconnect, but that's very typical. As comets get closer to the sun, it's actually drawing the material in, and it's moving faster and faster in its orbit. So what happens is that as the comet and the discharge move away, the tail stays where it is. It's not being drawn in fast enough, so the solar wind comes and blows it away, and that's what's really happening. This entire thing about disconnect, magnetic disconnection, is complete baloney. Anybody, any plasma physicist that's worth his salt knows that that's 30-year-old lingo, and it's just completely unfounded. And magnetic reconnection, again, is complete garbage. But these people have to sing this song because it's like Dirty Snowball Comet model. They have to use this model even though we've been to the surface of comets, literally on the surface. There is no snow, and it was very rare. There's a famous clip. There's the head of the European Space Agency was at the Paris Air Show 2 years ago. They were talking about the visitation, the Rosetta mission, where they actually landed on the surface of a comet. And he put his head down and he mumbled. He said, I've published papers on this concept we've been using for decades. He said, it's not correct. And basically, he admitted on camera the best he could because he had a live microphone there. I wrote to the woman in charge of that mission, and she said the closest to the nucleus that they could measure any tail material was 10 kilometers. There was nothing near the nucleus at all. When they went to Comet Halley and photographed the nucleus, they amplified the photo 10,000 times in Photoshop so it looked like there were rays coming off of it. I mean, it's just corruption of data. And I saw the article too. I saw the exact same article in spaceweather.com.
It sounds like they know how long their leash is. And in closing, do you recommend the app called The Sky Live to view these situations?
I use a private simulator myself. I don't use any of the public ones.
Okay. Eric, thank you. Jim, thank you, and Happy New Year. We'll have you back next year.
Happy New Year, John.
Okay. We got a top of the hour break for back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.